For billets of price, big or small, at Williams Metals we have it all. Angles, flats, cement and doors, lumber, windows and much, much more.
Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form ply for boxing. Big or small, at Williams Metals we have
it all. At Williams Metals we have it all. Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
We're back with Brass Tack Sunday, talking to Crime Stoppers Barbados with Inran Richards, counselor with the Cooley Head Program and Crime Stoppers, and of course, chairman of the board, Mr. Oral Reed, and he is there in the studio. I want to read some of the WhatsApps, which really would have spoken to a lot of things we talked about. Just coming off, we're talking about the problem of hunger and how it leads to violence. This one from my friend Jan. She says, good morning, Corey. That man is telling no lies. A hungry man is indeed an angry man. He who knows it feels it. And on another note, friends don't even look out for friends anymore, far less neighbors. There's some questions that came in earlier. I'm going to go through them quickly and we go back to our guests and our lines. It says, Corey, no, this is not directly related, but what about deportees and how some of them come back with serious issues? One of the questions is, has imprisonment with hard labor been outlawed in Barbados? I don't recall hearing that. But if that were with the sentence, I know it can be done. This one says, good afternoon, Corey and panel. To the guy who suggests young people do some training, either in the Royal Barbados Police Force or the BDF, surprising to say, a few years ago while studying at KFL campus, I was talking to an exchange student from Finland who stated that when the youth reach 18 years of age and they're not employed or enrolled in an academic institution, they have to mandatory join the army for a minimum of 3 years. And this has helped to keep youth crime rate down. Can this be tested here in Barbados and then publish the results to see if it should carry on? Interesting. These discussions can't go anchored in emotionalism and theory, but must have some empirical analysis and intellectual engagement with the issue. What say you? I say we need both. And two more and we go back to the lines. Corey believed that the soldiers can be used to facilitate the cleaning of the highway and byways in Barbados. We see this in the States. Let them supervise the prisoners while they clean up the garbage. We employ a whole ministry of beautifying the island and we can't afford it. But prisoners costing over $5,500 a year sitting in prison for free. Hi Corey, when people get to realize that taking out a cell phone is risky on social interaction where the individual is using that media can be fatally harmed or threatened, then people would understand. People witnessing crime seem to act with that more responsibly. People witnessing crime should report these incidents to the law and not posing them for entertainment gratification. It should be made a crime to advocate crime scenes for entertainment gratification and popularity. And we go back to the lines. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon, Brass Stacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Yes, Corey. They're my first time calling. I listen to Brass Stacks all the time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
But I was just sitting down. Me and my wife was having lunch. And while the gentleman was talking about the young girl tapping him on his shoulder, and the young boy break down, my wife came up with the idea, so that's what made me call. And
nice, nice.
Now, you remember when they had the hurricane in Dominica?
The one last year?
Yeah.
But Dominica had a number right. Yes, please.
Yeah, good. So I got in contact with Richard Stout and like adopt a student where you just take, like, if that student want anything, you just take some food for that person or buy it clothes, you know, to help in that situation, which will might help a little better. So why don't we try some of these students? I won't have to really interact. You know, you could go to a social worker or something like that. So let's say the student want clothes, shoes, and, you know, we could adopt the student, like, you know, from outside and then just provide what that student needs to get, like shoes, you know, school clothes, so that student won't be lacking. And if it want lunch, well, we could give a stipend or something to help along with that. So that's my wife right there. So I think it's a good idea. I don't know what you think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a good idea. I know there have been some initiatives like that in the past where churches that were based in a specific community or parish would have adopted or at least attempted to adopt a school from that parish and sought to interact with the students and so forth. I know certainly we saw just recently at the BSAC Championships, one school in particular was sponsored by a church. The refreshments, the uniforms, everything. And so I think what many of our young people need is some level of mentorship, some level of guidance, some level of one-on-one interaction or group interaction. And so those are definitely possibilities. The only challenge I have is that we in Barbados tend to be very reactive. And as soon as things quiet down, then many of those programs begin to fall off. And so the issue then becomes consistency.
Okay, you talking from a like a church group. I'm talking about from a personal level to a personal student. So I mean like, okay, let's say you have 20 children, you can get 20 different families or persons just dealing with that one specific child that have that specific need.
Yeah, I understand. And I just think it would be a matter of working through the logistics so that you vet the individuals and make sure that they reach, or at least that they hit a certain standard, because you don't just want to give any and everybody access to those students. But I agree, it's definitely a good idea. It'll just be a matter of working out the logistics.
Yeah. Okay, let's say for instance.
Caller, I just want to say that I think this is a fantastic idea. And it is something that may be, it can be facilitated by the guidance counselors at the respective schools. And notice that I'm saying at the respective schools, because we have this idea, this myth, that only problems exist in certain secondary schools in the Barbados. It is across all schools in this country. And I believe that if it is properly managed through the guidance counselors, who are well placed to be in a position to have intimate knowledge with regard to students that are presenting with challenges, then this would be a useful thing by way of the principal and the guidance counselors to facilitate. My only concern is how do we apply it across the board to all of the other schools. But I think it is a fantastic idea that would give members of the community an opportunity to provide a level of support that, based on our discussion and based on what we know, is really desperately needed in this country, and could possibly stem some of what the kind of behaviors, violence, and so on, definitely doing that.
I think that's a mixture of the approach, and thank you, caller, for that.
Oh, Corey, before I leave, don't go anywhere.
I want to say something and then let you continue.
Uh-huh.
Now, Iran spoke about you know, not waiting and people taking up the initiative, and that is what this is. Now, on the larger scale, I think what is still needed is someone who can coordinate efforts like this on a macro level, because there are lots of people out there who would like to help and would like to do, and they just don't know how to do. So that's why I commend the caller. You see, that's an idea. That's something that you don't have to wait for an organization. That's something you can do. But you can call your old school, your alma mater, and say, listen, are there two students you can refer or something like that? And just take it from there to just get the ball rolling. But I wouldn't take it away from the government's responsibility or any person in authority responsibility to have some kind of coordinating thing or some NGO. I know UN how one back then it was a volunteer program that they were coordinating, and I'd like to see more of these programs out there. But go ahead, Carla.
Yeah, but Corey, you see what I'm looking at, because, well, it isn't my idea, it's my wife's idea. Let's get that straight.
Okay, yeah, really, you make sure you don't steal credit. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Let's get that straight.
Go ahead.
I just want you to know I fall in the boss order.
Yes, please.
It is just like, you know, you sit down there and you talk about going to school hungry. I know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then you go out around home and drink some sweet water and eat a bacon and run back down.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So what I mean is like, everybody, the same way, because there was a lot of people that helped with the Dominica students at KFL, because they used to carry food down there, and if you want like money to do laundry, we used to pass that on. So I'm saying that if this could go right through Barbados, and you could set up, I don't know, I know you're a very busy man, but get someone to get that student, and they can get in contact with like you, and you could say, well, listen, she want a pair of shoes, or she wants school uniform, and they can pass that money on to you, and so that she or he won't be going to school hungry every day. And every term they know that, look, I can get a pair of shoes, a dress, a pants, and I won't be hungry going to school every day. I mean, that shouldn't be hard. We just, the people that stack money and spend $1,800, $2,500 in a cell phone, and you can't even help somebody else that got a child.
I agree. Definitely agree.
So if you want me to leave my number with you anytime you want to get in contact with me, that's okay with me.
All right, stay on the line, producer. We'll take your name and number, and we'll take it from there. So I want to thank you a lot for that. Let's take another call. Brass Tack Sunday, you're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Lane, sir.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Corey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, man.
Yeah, this is Stephen Downey here, man. Corey,
yes, please.
I'm very sympathetic to this cause, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you have the Crime Stoppers on today. I want to refer you very clearly on Crime Stoppers, sir, to the Minor Offences Act of Barbados, Chapter 137.3. And I want you to understand that these and the breaches of this law carry a fine of $2,500 or to 2 years imprisonment or both. I am speaking to these culprits in relation to this kind of activity that is unbearable and is unacceptable, and it's even going to the stage now, Corey, where it is destroying tourism in this country. You have Tamarind Hotel, The House on Treasure Beach, three of the most prestigious hotels on the west coast of Barbados, and tourists are threatening to check out of the hotel because they cannot have any sort of peace, quiet, and tranquility here in this place. Something has to be done, you see? The pearls, the car at people, these youngsters are very, very, very hostile to Corey. Right? When you have to go to the police, you're being threatened, this and that. This has to be dealt with once and for all. Corey, you and I have horses. For us to ride a horse on the beach, a peaceful, quiet, recreational service, we face a prison sentence. Let him call me for riding a horse on Stein Lane and see what happened. I go to prison. We can't get no sort of satisfaction. Corey, you got brothers and sisters?
Yes, please. Many of them.
You ever try sleeping in the bed with your brother or your sister, or probably not even your sister, probably your wife, and snoring?
Mm-hmm.
You ever sleep in a bed with a mosquito, a little creature like a mosquito? You know how unbearable it is? Corey, does anybody understand the degree that this has towards people's health? That this can send people into a stage with depression, deafness, cancer, or anything? I am making a merciful plea this morning to the powers that be. The Attorney General of Barbados, the Commissioner of Police, if you right now have a police force where at night, monitor karaoke bars and close them down. A lot of these karaoke bars feed, shelter, and clothe poor children in this country. If you have a task force doing such a thing, put the soldiers and the police, they know where these culprits are, they know where to fly the kites from, cut them down and say la vie, and all will be brought to rest. Reed, I invite you once again, the Minor Offences Act of Barbados, Chapter 137.3. Have a very blessed and the gospel day. Thanks for listening to me, Corey.
What, Mr. Reed, what usually asks me about these things, and they want, you can speak from a position of experience and knowledge, right? There's some matters that just seem so simple to us simple citizens, but at the implementation end, it seems impossible. We've talked about ZRs for 30 years. We've talked about kites as long as I've listened to Brass Tacks back in primary school. And I've heard these calls from people like you on my last caller there, Mr. Downey, Stephen Downey, and so on. What really is the problem? Why can't Barbados just say, listen, this is the way we're going to fix it. This is what we're going to do. Bam, it's fixed. Why? I sure heard some people listen to us overseas. What are they doing? You know, what was the real problem? There must be some hidden roadblocks behind the scenes that we don't know about.
This is why you recognize that there's the legislation that can deal with things of this nature. Mm-hmm. But I like where you started earlier, where you talk about mediation. And so you get the both parties together and you can look and see how you can resolve these things. We're sending too many things before the law courts, mm-hmm. that should be able to be resolved.
Correct.
And particularly where you can apply those possible solutions in good time before mm-hmm. they escalate mm-hmm. to get out of hand. And I really believe that the community police section, especially from Black Rock or Central Station, wherever is responsible for that area, might be able to intervene at this stage and bring some measure of resolution to the problem that was discussed. But clearly, we hear that it seems to have been going on for quite some time.
But I understand the police has intervened on this matter multiple times, multiple days, for weeks, for months. But I am saying there's the law that the guy quoted there. Now, I'm not in a position to pull up the law. I can't remember the law. I didn't write it down. Because usually when people quote law, I go and run and read quick. Because when you quote law, you sound good. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you go and read it, it may got to do with something completely different. But I take his word. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, there's a law to prevent the public nuisance and different things like that. Okay, good. Now, the legislation is there. That's something people call for. Then there's the enforcement. Why can't they go in and say, look, according to the law, your kite must be certain decibel, or your kite must come down at X time. And you, if you trouble them, it will come and it will lay a charge on you. And it happens again, somebody, as I want to use your word, somebody's called to account. That does not seem to happen. It seems to be a repetitive or a cycle where you complain, there's nothing done. You complain again, there's nothing done. Somebody take matters in their hands, something may be half done. Then you got the court system, it's blocked, choked up. And they see almost no light at the end of the tunnel, just pure darkness.
I will remain optimistic, Corey. I believe that person.
And I will remain realistic.
Listening to this program, I'm certainly going to follow it up with a call after this program as well. This is something that can be resolved. I quite agree, I'm just optimistic about this. But I want to get back before you to share with you with regard to some of the statistics based on persons who have called.
Right. Yes.
Over the years, a significant number of persons, well over 1,000 persons, have been brought before the court as a result of these calls, which were made anonymously to Crime Stoppers. Mm-hmm. And this is based on a call being made, information being provided to the police, the police going and conducting the respective warrants, as the case may be. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, they found property to substantiate the case in mind that was referred to them. And they have been able to deal with cases of child abuse. They have been able to deal with cases of domestic violence. But they have also been able to deal with multiple cases of drug use and abuse and drug planting of cultivation of narcotic substances and so on. Mm-hmm. So I want to say, and of course, murder cases have been solved, cases of persons selling illicit items and so on. And a matter was even brought to my attention with regard to a certain trade that is very brisk and active in Barbados. And I am told that it relates to vehicles, theft of vehicles.
Yeah, boy, here, yeah.
And
yeah.
To my mind, it speaks to an underworld that is supporting this, where people are buying car parts, they're stealing cars, they're buying car parts. And we are saying that this is not the kind of behavior that we want to have in our country. Mm-hmm. Just think about the person who has lost a vehicle that is valued somewhere between $20,000 and $80,000. And just to feed and support those persons who are involved in the sale of car parts. And, you know, I believe that there are persons out there in the community that need to know the 1-800-8477 number and to understand that they can share that information with us anonymously and that would allow us to address matters of this type. And any other form of criminal activity that you as members of the wider community believe that you didn't have a voice, but by way of knowing the 1-800-8477 number, you can now use that and share that information so that we can ensure that those persons are brought to us.
As I like to say, your car could be next. And if you don't have a car, your great aunt one could be next. Yeah? So, Brass Stacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon, Brass Stacks. You're on the air.
Tell me about the kite flying. Yeah. Look, them don't understand that how annoying this thing does be, right? Them, they live above the cemetery or whatever. Them is going to the cemetery and stay out there. Right? I mean, it's so annoying to be down here in Paris, the outside area. So, so annoying. Thing. And look, you got your whole shot. It ain't all the rain this close and you still getting this. It's buzzing. Look, it's be something else. They name is come and tell you when the kite pop. If you see a kite down here, to be honest with you, if any drop in my yard is mashing them up.
Well, there was a time for when this used to be a seasonal thing, but I suspect that these people are saying this is something that they are living with on a continuous basis. And therefore, and my view is that this is something that ought to be dealt with. I want to take this opportunity, Corey, as well. I know that Imran mentioned it earlier. All of the programs and the initiatives that we have discussed here today are programs and those that we are now receiving some, realizing some success from. The Cool Your Head program and the Cool Kids program, which was just piloted and will be starting in September, are programs that are supported by members of Corporate Barbados. I want to particularly recognize the work in our schools by persons like, again, Imran Richards, Roger Husbands, and John Roberts. These are the principal persons who have been driving the School Ahead program over the last 5 years. But I particularly want to mention Jada Construction and, in recent times, UNICEF for their work with us, especially as it relates to this new initiative of Cool Kids program in schools. But Sandy Lane Charitable Trust has been exceptionally kind to this program and to the people of Barbados by extension. So when you engage in conversation with persons like Imran, you would realize the sort of cases that they deal with, the sort of children they have been able to provide some meaningful support to in helping to point them away or to show an alternate path that they may otherwise not have had the opportunity to. And based on our discussion here today, we can see that there are some gaps, but that we have had some excellent suggestions from persons like the adult, student and the issue of meals and those kind of things coming forward that, again, we will begin to look at. But there are things that members of persons who are listening, who are keen to work on these things, we believe that we ought to fill those gaps and see how we can take forward these things. So we look forward to engaging with people. Many of those persons who are listening to the program, give us a call. Those persons who are willing to become volunteers, give us a call and share your numbers with us. And if those of you who have a corporate commitment to assisting in crime stopping in this country, we say give Crime Stoppers a call so that we can build our capacity to work forward.
I also want to make mention really quickly of an initiative that we are also talking about, and that is how do we connect with parents in a more meaningful way, specifically those parents who are raising at-risk young people, as we've identified them to be, given our interaction in the school environment, because we feel like being able to tackle the issue from an educational perspective is one thing, but many of those young people, as we've been talking the entire program, come from communities, they come from family backgrounds that are sometimes enabling environments. And so how do we then begin to connect with parents and begin to help them to understand the importance of their role and responsibility in shaping the behavior and the behavioral patterns of their children? So we're putting our heads together, because one of the things that we don't want to do is to have a situation where we invite parents who are doing a really good job already. Yeah, because most of the times when you do a parenting session, you usually get the parents who've been doing a really good job. Those are the ones that come. We want the ones that really need that help and support. And so that is what we're going to be going after. So that's something that's going to be probably rolled out maybe in late September or something like this.
And we recognize that we really need to continue to work very closely with guidance counselors at schools. But we also would like parents themselves, who recognize that they are challenged and they are experiencing difficulties, to give us a call so that we can see how we can include you in the programs that we are looking to roll out.
All right, good. Let's take a couple messages, and we get a couple calls as we head. And you're almost on the home stretch. It's just gone 1 o'clock. Remember, we finish at 15 minutes after one. This one says, the only way prisoners can be utilized to work in the communities if they've been they're fined is to perform community service as a punishment. This one says, great day to you. Discipline is the key for everything in life. One way to prevent from primary schools up is to introduce little things like cleaning their classrooms. If they do something wrong, children need to understand their consequences. Severe punishment is not the answer, but rather simple disciplinary action may be taken, like ensuring all classrooms are left left tidy for 1 month. This way, we grow an understanding that we must be accountable as children too, and by extension, our adults must be on board. One action we must take, eradicate the ZR culture. If not, we're going wrong in circles. We now have a generation growing up on the ZR culture. Eradicate the ZR culture, and half the battle is won. Time controls for flying kites. All kites should be out of the sky by 6 p.m. This way, all parties win. We cannot get our way when we feel like. This one says, hi, how do I deal with inconsiderate workers from SSA, from the Sanitation Service Authority, who pick my limes and curse and threaten me? I don't know if there's something they could call and report at Crime Stoppers. Early this morning, one gave me a blessing because I spoke to him about picking 20 limes from my tree. He let me know he didn't open my gate and come inside my property. The branches were hanging over, so he picked them. Good morning, Corey. We need to take back our island from the hands of these young thugs who don't even have an NAS number. Ask the parents to stop upholding them in their wrongdoings. Teach them the golden rule. I think this is interesting because this touches a number of things in terms of how do you deal with these matters. Also in terms of the community spirit. Can you give the persons a couple of limes, or do they have to give you a good blessing when you talk to them about it? Two more, we go back to the lines. Hi, Corey, and hi, good morning, gentlemen, or good afternoon, gentlemen. I visited Barbados a couple of years ago. I'm living in Canada. Community spirit is still very present in Barbados. While there is an absence of those activities of the past, which invariably brought families together, Barbadian communities still have an inherent infrastructure that allows for community engagement. Here in the community I live, families rarely see each other. Their paths rarely cross. Please appreciate what you have there in Barbados and make it better by building on it rather than dissing it. This last one. Mr. Corey, our Barbadians have become too lawless that if the government don't change the law, Crime Stoppers or the police isn't going to be able to change anything. One, they bail out criminals too easy. Two, allowing these minibuses to disrespect the road laws, and that's a crime. Three, the law-abiding people are fed up. Change the laws. Overseas, Bajan fed up with the laws in my beautiful Barbados. Any comment, guys, before we go back to the telephone lines?
Yeah, I support the call for legislation to be looked at. I believe that we have been very responsive by way of legislation to many of the issues which are presented. It comes down, of course, to the question of enforcement. But are we really that type of persons that in our community that really need to have individuals to corral us into a situation where we do or die, do or be locked up or so? I'm saying that we are intelligent people and that we ought to recognize where our actions will contribute in a negative way to wholesome community. And I believe that we are reasonable enough to understand that if we see things happening around us and we don't report it or we don't cause some kind of action to happen to prevent that thing from occurring, especially where it is likely to affect you or some relative at some point in time, that we ought to recognize the importance of reporting it and to have it dealt with. You yourself don't want to deal with it. You may not have the capacity or the skills to deal with it, but why not report it?
Say something. Yeah. See something, say something. That's right. Brass Tack Sunday, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was me this time. Mm-hmm. I'll call another time and talk about dysfunctional relationships and how it ends in anger and exhibited in aggression. But I just want to talk about kites today. I live in Rendezvous. I've been having a problem with kites for more than 15 years.
Wow.
I stopped calling. I stopped trying to find the people. Because I'm not about to go and cut anybody's kite. Right? But I wouldn't go and try to reason with them. That's just my way. But my solution has been that I'm using a fan to create white noise to block out the thing. Because it sounds like a dive bomber to me. And especially when I was not well, you'd barely get to sleep, and then this thing would wake you up. So I had to find a permanent solution. But what's really, really sad is that when I'm not at home, I can't sleep without a fan. That's really, really sad. I've now gone, that's like my security from the noise. I've gotten so accustomed to having to have the white noise. I must have the white noise.
It's a really serious issue, though.
That's unfortunate. It sounds like individuals are being tormented within their own homes.
You see, and the thing is which approach will work? Because you got the approach from the lady before, very aggressive and so on. That has not worked. Mm-hmm. You have this lady who went and negotiate, and 15 years later, she still has the same problem. So if negotiating and being aggressive and neither is working, what are persons in their homes left to do?
So this is where I think the police definitely need to respond, and some type of legislation or something needs to be put in place, because I think that's when the law comes in, right? When people are being lawless, and people are having no regard for somebody's personal safety space, etc.
But again, I think the police will have to be equipped with the relevant legislation here. They'll have a mandate to take action, because persons like the lady on the line here and the other lady who called say, no, they went to police on occasion and were told things that were less than satisfying. But I guess the police can only probably tell them based on what the law says. This is what Sarah says. Good afternoon, gentlemen. This kite flying issue doesn't require rocket science in order to solve it. The problem isn't the flying of kite, but rather the bull that's in the kite. Make it illegal to fly a kite with a bull, and anyone caught breaking this law should be subject to $5,000 fine or 2 years in prison or both. We just passed a whole set of laws, you know, with cell phones and all these different things. And that was probably annoying less people than probably these kites. So what say you, gentlemen?
No, I agree that something needs to be done. I think it's just a matter of identifying what it is. And it sounds like we've had a number of good suggestions coming in here. But it seems that this is a problem that is affecting too many people. Since we've been here, a number of individuals have been calling about the same thing.
Right, and messages flooding in. Anytime the kite thing come up, the WhatsApp goes crazy. All these people affected by these kites. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, anything else you wanted to add? All right. So we only want to stretch. I think we got to start to wrap up, because we had a note in that line. When I look through what we're trying to achieve today, I think we've achieved a lot of it in terms of looking at the status of Crime Stoppers, its mission, the programs offered. We went into various programs. One we weren't able to go into, and this usually happens when we talk in crime, we forget the white collar crime. And but I see a program here about protecting my business and the integrity line. Tell us a bit about that before we close out today's program.
Yeah, so the Crime Stoppers programs are geared towards not just individuals and communities, but also the businesses as well. And so we have a program that is known as Integrity Line, which is basically designed to help individuals who are working in companies that are aware of behaviors that could affect the success of the company, and to provide them with the opportunity to share that information anonymously with us so that we can help that company. And we find that there are a number of companies who have who recognize that pilferage is a big thing. You know, there are things that arrive in a store warehouse, but outside of the warehouse, but never get into the warehouse. You'll be shocked to find out how companies are hemorrhaging as a result of loss of income from things like that. And somebody needs to do something about it. And in this case, and in those cases, people have been assisted in dealing with those matters. So that is maintaining the integrity of the company. Of course, there are various other levels of crimes that are perpetrated at the level of the of the company that can also be reported.
So y'all deal with like white collar crime in terms of fraud, money laundering, anything like that as well.
That's right. Also remember that Crime Stoppers' mission also sees us relate to matters of human trafficking and other international crimes that will come across the borders. And so we play a role in liaising with international agencies to manage the movement and share information with regard to persons who may be involved in that. And I just want to mention that with regard to human trafficking, we were very pleased to collaborate with the Canadian High Commission with the launch of signage in Grand Adams International Airport. And the idea is to bring attention to the fact that human trafficking is still alive and well across the islands of the Caribbean, across the world, and to indicate to those persons who might be engaged in the business coming through the airport, and to provide the requisite information to them that they can know to make a call to bring those matters to our attention, and by extension to the attention of the authorities, such that they can be dealt with. we must not underestimate this as a crime that is happening in Barbados. Right?
Very wide-reaching.
Very wide-reaching. Mm-hmm. And it is all right for a person who may have been brought to Barbados and initially agrees with it. But when you reach the stage where you no longer want to participate in it, mm-hmm. and somebody is holding your passport, mm-hmm. then that becomes an issue. Mm-hmm. And so it should be reported and dealt with.
Any closing comments, Mr. Imran Richards?
Yeah, as usual, my comments are to parents, because they are the first system of education that our children are brought up in. And I want to challenge parents out there about the responsibility that you have to your sons, to your daughters, to your children, to ensure that you raise them in a way that they come up to be upstanding citizens who respect and uphold the law and contribute to their society as opposed to being a menace to it. This is first your responsibility, and not the teachers, not a Sunday school program. It is not the responsibility of government. It is your responsibility. And it is a responsibility that needs to be taken seriously, because it affects the lives of not only your children, but it also impacts on the wider society as well.
And where there is a parent that believes that they are challenged in that particular area, you know what you're capable of doing, and you find that you cannot cope, seek help.
Yes.
And allow us to see how we can integrate your child.
One of the things I know we can advocate for is some parenting programs. I was talking to a set of prefects here just a couple of days ago, and they tell me the biggest problem in their schools, because it was 12 different schools represented, is the fact that a lot of parents, or increasing number of parents, mm-hmm. are telling the children, look, don't take the lash from anybody. No, anybody do you anything, do this back to them, and so on. And that is presenting a lot of problems in the school. So I know parents themselves, mm-hmm. they need help. I see a lot of people on the chat, also on the WhatsApp, talking about all the different things that are affecting them. They're talking about the kites, don't get the smoke. People even talk about dominoes and karaoke. So this whole idea of noise pollution, Mr. Carl Moore, we still definitely have that issue to deal with. This is the best problem. This is the best probably WhatsApp I can close off with. And it says, hi, how confidential is Crime Stoppers? Does the information get out? You spoke of that earlier, but I think you should close off the program in terms of reminding people about Crime Stoppers and how confidential it is.
Mm-hmm. Our 1-800-8477 number is answered in Canada. And those calls are answered by persons who are sworn to secrecy. Obviously, this is the distance away from Barbados. The information is then filtered back to our lines, and by way of that, we are able to liaise with the police. And the police then have a responsibility to carry out an investigation in respect of that.
Right, and there's no way really for them to know,
names,
right? Correct.
A caller becomes a number,
mm-hmm.
and that is all it is.
We don't have can get out. Right. Right. Anyhow, thank you very much, Mr. O'Ree, Chairman of the Crime Stoppers Barbados, and Councillor Mr. Imran Reid. It was a pleasure having you guys in the Imran Richards. Why call you? He's my friend, call him anything. Of course, but I got to call the correct name for the producer and the technical operator, Mr. Dennis DJ Johnson. Thank you very much. I've been your host and moderator, Corey Lane. It's been my pleasure. Do enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon here on Starcom Network.